This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. We're glad you're with us for this journey.
Welcome. I'm Father Alexis, and we are going to be reading through the Bible together. And I've got some friends that will be helping us. So let's get started.
Yes, it's true. You have arrived. We are here with episode 545. Hey, Isaac, what's our chapter?
Matthew chapter 16.
And the verses?
Verses 21 through 23.
Superb! Let's get started.
From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised the third day. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "Far be it from you, Lord, this shall not happen to you." But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an offence to me, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men."
Nice, Isaac. Thanks.
Now, we know that Peter, or Simon Peter, is a great disciple of Jesus. After he said that Jesus was the Son of God, Jesus called him Rock. That's what Peter means, remember? But Peter wasn't perfect. Sometimes he was more like a rock than other times. Sometimes he was more like a flimsy leaf. He didn't want Jesus to die. And so when Jesus told his disciples that that was what was going to happen, Peter said, "Absolutely not. That's not going to happen." Now, I understand why he said that. He loves Jesus. He doesn't want him to die. But Jesus knows that he must die so that he can be raised from the dead, and that will help us to have eternal life with God after we die. That's an important teaching of Jesus. So when Peter says no to that teaching, Jesus doesn't call him Rock, but Satan. Satan is another word for the devil. Jesus wants Peter and all of us to understand that his death and the resurrection after it is what God chose to do to give us eternal life. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.